Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Midland alongside, and it's Thursday. You know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Yeah. What up, Billy?
How's the week been?
Week's been good. How about your week?
Well, you know, I'm that survivor.
Yes, I am too.
Little thing called
I am too.
You're in?
Yes. Wait, okay. I bought in, not as much as you, percentage.
Right.
But I bought into someone's entry, yes.
Oh, wow. And you survived.
And we all survived. Except for, right, there was 52 entries left, 50 human beings. But the two entries that got bounced, by the way, the fact there were only two bounced was unbelievable. Miracle after miracle.
Unbelievable. Such a week.
The Bucks, 11 had the Bucks. The Bucks were dead to rights twice against the Panthers. You had the Bucks?
Yes.
Oh, my God, did you get lucky.
Yes.
Okay, the Broncos could have very easily lost to the Browns, but they didn't. Vikings could have very easily lost to the Cardinals. Yeah. They didn't. Bengals did. Colts, my God.
Definitely.
They score late at the two-point conversion. wasn't easy for the Texans either.
No.
Or for the Rams, quite frankly. Anyway, it was the fact that 52 have gotten through, but it's 50 different people. So the two entries that got bounced were not the sole entry folks. They were there was four folks left with two entries. Two of those now just have one entry because their second entry, burned. Yeah.
I just knew two entries went out.
So 50 people, 52 entries. Only two have two.
I was so lucky with the Bucks, as unlucky as I was rooting against Kansas City, though.
Yes.
I think that Kansas City was maybe, well, you know what? They were both probably equally, unbelievably. But I had Detroit when I left here. Remember, I said, oh, Detroit. And they're an easy Thanksgiving day we were here.
Yes.
Thinking, that's the easiest one, 10.5-point favorites.
Man.
And Chicago.
So you got
oh, my God.
Well, there's a lot of people got fortunate twice.
Yeah.
Because if you had Detroit or Kansas City on Thanksgiving, it was like unbelievably lucky.
And again, the team texted me, and if they're listening, any of the guys, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. They text me again, you know, what do I think about this weekend?
Oh, no.
And I gave them the same answer last weekend.
No.
I said, guys, you got here without me. Yeah. I didn't answer them yet on this, but
We make a point, by the way, because it's not just me who's bought it.
Yeah.
We make a point. It is like our policy. We do not chime in.
No.
We do not. He doesn't ask. We don't offer because he's the one who got this far.
You know, do you take a 275 favorite of the Bucks or do you take a 175 favorite of Minnesota? That was last week's question.
Yeah.
By the way, both got lucky to win. And really, both Minnesota was even like 1-point win.
Right.
So it's there's a little bit of maybe more common sense, maybe a little more of a path with the other teams. You have to look to see who you have available. But even this weekend, there has to be some kind of carnage this weekend.
Has to be.
You know, as you get closer and closer to the finish line, of course, when you can't, you know, you don't have the selections of teams available, that's the way it's supposed to be anyway. So
you having a percentage, like I, 20%. You have
20%.
Okay, so 20% is significant.
It is.
But it ain't 100%. And so I'm wondering from your 20% standpoint, First of all, there's a Christmas consideration, so that should be part of everybody's calculus and all this. But with 20%, in your mind, is there a number in your head where you're like, well, this would make it worth my while with my 20% before we talk chop?
Oh, I never even thought about it.
Haven't even thought about it yet.
I haven't. Yeah. I haven't thought about it yet. Matter of fact, there's another team right now actively pursuing anybody, but me also.
Yeah.
They want to sell a piece, but you know, they want to sell up to 25% of their entry. And I actually did give them an offer last week, and they came back with a higher. I offered 17.5 for 25%. That's how bad their path is. And when it was worth 240 or 260,000, whatever it was, and they came back with 30,000. They have a bad path. They have to use Chicago on Christmas if they get there.
Yeah.
Which is the out of all those teams, Chicago is going to be the underdog. You know what?
I don't know.
I shouldn't say that.
I got to tell you that.
I shouldn't say that. I said maybe it's a 1-point favorite. You know, Seattle's been on a little bit of a roll though. So
I'm looking at Christmas, and I don't know.
Maybe
look
at Christmas real quick.
I don't know if anything is safe.
Kansas City is playing Pittsburgh. Is that right?
What we're referring to, by the way, for those who don't know, is the Circa Survivor contest. We shouldn't assume that everybody knows what we're talking about. Right. Circa Survivor has a Thanksgiving and Christmas quirk. Thanksgiving, the Thursday and Friday of Thanksgiving, acts as its own week, 13A, if you will, as opposed to 13B this past Sunday and Monday. Christmas, same sort of thing. And by Christmas, what we mean is December 25th and December 26th. Let me get to it right here. And all three of these games on Christmas, I mean, I don't think any of them constitute what you would consider to be the old proverbial lock. Chiefs at Steelers, Ravens at Texans, Seahawks at Bears. I mean, does it really matter what you have left at that point in terms of perceived advantage? This past week, anything is possible. Certainly in these matchups.
What do you put, like that game originally now Chicago's been in a couple games though. I put that game at like 2.5, 3. Now I put it at like 1. So maybe I'm wrong by saying that because they have Chicago, I'm not looking at them. That's the only team they have available for Christmas Day. Now, listen, it'd be nice just to get there.
Of course. We're three games away from there still?
Yeah. So it'll be nice just to get there. These 7-point favorites, 6.5-point favorites, they go down. By the way, that's the choices we have this week. They go down any given Sunday. You know.
Yeah, I think what you're trying to do with that is you're trying to imagine, okay, like let's take today. There's 52 entries left. You're trying to imagine what the distribution of those six teams are going to be on Christmas. And let's say there were 52 left. What do you think they would be based on? And you can go to the grid and see what all those 52 have left.
Right.
And you can try to guess, and it's only a guess, what the distribution is going to be. And your strategy ought to be, if you're playing it optimally, try to get on the island.
Yes.
Try to be on an island where if there's carnage away from you, you advance, you catapult.
I think this weekend, you know, I'm not into it like they are. I'm not really, I don't want to interfere with what they're doing, even though they asked me for the six of them. Six guys, all college, all went to the same college together and graduated. I think there's 49 people left with the Steelers.
So 47.
Oh, 47. Okay.
Yes, a lot.
So 47 people left with the Steelers.
Out of 52 entries.
So I would think that's the way most of the pool's going to go. Most of the contests.
On Christmas. Or this week.
No, I would think this week.
Well, so they're not going to save Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, do you save Pittsburgh against Kansas City?
I don't think you do. Right? I don't think you do, but some people do think you do.
Listen, I'm wrong. You know, I'm going to be wrong, of course. Just to run the season, I'm going to be wrong 42, 43 games out of 100. I was wrong about – I came on here last week and said I made a large bet on Baltimore to win a division against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was more of an anti-Pittsburgh bet.
It may yet get there. We'll see.
It still may get there, but Pittsburgh has a tough schedule here. Mm-hmm. But, boy, Pittsburgh just rolling along. Cincinnati's defense is terrible, but still, Pittsburgh's still rolling along. And they may be a tougher team than I even think. Listen, their coach is amazing. He finds ways to win, Tomlin. So
that's the review of the first episode of this AFC North Hard Knocks on HBO. That you learn from watching it what the Tomlin magic is. Like he understands what the key points of winning a football game are.
Right.
Not a minutia thing, but like here are the main things that you need to keep in mind as a football team. Right. And he does that better than most.
Yeah, no, I knew the Hard Knocks was on. I actually like the way they do that, so I recorded it.
The in-season ones are great.
Yeah, I actually like that show. So now, what was the one previous to this in-season? Because I did not record that.
Talk about last year's in-season?
Oh, this is it?
Oh, this is the first in-season.
This is the first one.
Okay. Last year's in-season was the Miami Dolphins, and it was spectacular.
Wow.
It was spectacular.
Wow, okay.
Because you do learn where a team's heads are, you know, from week to week, how the coach interacts with them. That was what got me to say with the Dolphins guy, Mike McDaniel, last year. I said, this is great. This is a great sort of quirky guy. But as soon as things go wrong, people are going to turn on him. And that's exactly what's happened this year. Now, he's earned it, right? Because he has had his team unprepared. Most notably, I would say, in that Tyler Huntley game against the Titans. So he's brought it on himself. But, you know, you really do learn a lot in season. Whereas the preseason version, I'm not talking about the pre-draft one, because the Giants pre-draft one,
right. There's
three times. There's in-season, there's pre-draft now, and then there's the Hard Knocks Classic, which is during preseason.
Like the Jets were on there.
I would argue the preseason one's the worst.
Okay.
Because it's canned. You kind of know what they do from week to week.
Right.
It's not nearly as honest, I don't think.
Right.
No.
I have a bunch of things to get to. Casino quirks when we come back from the break. Little quirky things, which, by the way, I might not be right. It's just maybe my little quirks of things.
Okay.
A couple of them just happened today already. I just walked into place and I got two things happen out of like the four that I have on my list. Just little quirky things, you know. You'll appreciate a couple of them. I have a question too. Did you ever hear of a famous gin player, old school guy named Norman Lepore?
I have not personally.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Maybe some of the guys out there listen that he was just a genius player. A gin, actually, even Stewie Unger, he would beat Stewie Unger, which is unbelievable, wow. You know. And the reason why I mention it, because even though having a skill set of being such a genius gin player, one of the best, if not the best in the world, he went broke playing craps, lost all of his money that he made, millions of dollars playing craps. It's amazing how someone could be so sharp at one thing and then lose all your money at something else.
Yeah.
Even lots of professional sports bettors.
Oh, well, we'll say poker players don't make good sports bettors, right. You know, that kind of thing. All right, yep. Cracks quirks, casino quirks on the other side. It's a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Kelly's getting very angry at me, screaming at me back there. Ready to elevate your tailgate game? You have to try Sewell's Barbecue. Born from backyard cookout in a mason jar of unforgettable flavor, Sewell's has become a Southern favorite, lighting up taste buds from Georgia to the Carolinas. From ribs and wings to a backyard burger, Sewell's takes every bite to the next level. You can order online at sewellsbarbecuesauce.com. That's SEWELLSBBQsauce.com. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Larry Fresh, watching you at my house. Glad Circa has y'all on the big screen in the book, ANG, over other morning shows. Hey, there you go. We got on the big screen. That must be for you, Craig, because we're not usually on the big screen. They usually have some national show.
But I took a picture a couple weeks ago when you guys were on, you and Kelly, but I usually don't see you on there.
No, they take us down. They're like,
nice.
Not those two. Brian Schaefer, $300 to watch Titans and Jags. I'll watch the Golden Rule baseball game for $55.75. It's Christmas time and I need money for gifts. He's talking about this ridiculous Rob Manfred floated thing where a team can buzz and put in their best batter whenever they want. $55.75 is his price. Michael Burns, Gene Rayburn had the best skinny mic in the biz. True. He sure did. Rich PSM, my friends like a variation on the paying to watch game thing you were talking about. How much would I have to pay you to attend the Jags-Titans game and no mobile gambling? Nothing on the game. We're past $300. No, absolutely. Especially because the story is that I don't ever want to attend a football game on a Sunday with other games going on. I'll go to a standalone game at night. But during a Sunday, are you kidding me?
Sure.
Let's see here. This is from Ryan Hyatt. That sound you just heard, that's casino operators all around America tuning into Gil and Kelly to see who in their world is in the crosshairs of Bill Krakenberger for being a straight-running knucklehead. Best segment on VSiN each week, also a deep dive. Okay, that's a nice segue. Back to you, Bill.
Huh.
What is in your crosshairs?
Multiple things. One, it's the people with the cell phones that walk into you. Well, it happens in the casinos a lot. So a buddy of mine, I hang out with only people 80 years old. I have three friends, 80, 81, and 81. And I'll put Jerry Eisenberg in there too, 94.
Okay.
Four of us.
No, Jerry Eisenberg still with us. That's awesome.
My buddy.
That's awesome.
I talk to him every week. It's like Tuesdays with Maury. Every week.
Wow.
Jerry Eisenberg once a week I always talk to still. Great Star Ledger.
Oh.
In you know, 70 years.
Sports 50, documentaries.
52 Super Bowls, 51 Super Bowls in a row. 47 Kentucky Derbies in a row. I mean, his story, give the eulogy at Muhammad Ali's funeral.
Legendary.
Legendary guy. I talked to him too. So one of my buddies yesterday, you know, granted, he's a Vietnam vet, was there many times. He's been shot so many times, stabbed. I mean, he's got so many wounds on him. Great guy, though. It took him years to even tell me about that stuff. But I was with him yesterday, and I had someone walking right into us, looking at their phone, looking down. And they had a hat on, which makes it worse, because you can kind of see if someone's coming in your footsteps. This kid had a hat on, did not see, and literally I was getting ready to bulk up. You know, they usually wind
up. You're going to take the charge?
Well, not charge, but I'm not going to go into them, but right. I'm going to bulk up. And you know, usually they land out in the parking lot when that happens. It's just a natural bounce effect. But this situation, and my buddy said to me, Bill, are you looking for trouble? I said, no. He goes, just step to the side for them, you know. And I said to myself, you know, maybe he's right. Maybe I not that I'm looking for trouble, but why is it my fault that these kids are, you know, like doing what they're, you know what, though? Maybe he's right.
He might be right.
Yeah.
Right. He might be right. But like, it is annoying. Why should
it's annoying.
Why should the burden be on you?
Got out of his path,
yeah.
Like the, you know, and
because you know what, there's a little bit of self-loathing afterwards when you get out of his path.
Yeah.
So I'll give you like the more sort of real life. Doesn't have to be in a casino, but take any city sidewalk. Let's say you're walking with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, and there's another couple coming in. So most of the sidewalk is therefore taken. You learn a lot about people by who sort of goes out of the way and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And if you're the one who gives way,
yeah.
There's a little bit of you who's like, why did I have to be the one to give way there as you pass, right? There's a little bit of self-loathing involved. So I hear what
you're
saying.
Is it because we're East Coast guys?
Maybe. But it's like, why is the burden on me? Look
where
you're going.
But I mean, listen, I don't go out of my way.
Right.
I don't try to ever bump into someone, even if they are. I probably don't move automatically. But yesterday it just happened walking through and my buddy grabbed me and said, what are you doing? You know, let the guy go, you know. And my next thing.
Yes.
Elevator etiquette, which I know I've talked about already.
Love elevator etiquette.
A lot of people that come here and don't really travel a lot or they're not in society or they have those social skills. They don't know what to do in an elevator.
Can I guess
when
a couple of
these?
When the
door is open.
Yes.
They don't know what to do. How about this? Get in. Or get out.
Well, the etiquette is people should be allowed to leave the elevator prior to people getting in. Those are the people that kill me, the ones that just walk in.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing? Who
they're
are
the
you
same
raised
ones
by?
That when I'm sitting in the third row of the airplane, they're from the fifth row running up to get out of the plane. They're the same people.
Oh, because they supposedly have another flight to catch? I love that one.
Yeah, or they want a cigarette to smoke or whatever. You
the elevator one that kills me the most, though, is people have gotten off the elevator, right? And
right.
So you're left, let's say there were five or six people in the elevator.
I know where this is going.
And it's you and another person.
Yeah.
That other person happened to be standing next to you while you were in the corner.
Yes.
As people left.
Yes.
They remain where they are once the elevator continues.
Yeah.
Like, bro, could you give me some space? So there's proper spacing that we
hear. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You know, when I'm some of these elevators, when I see them open, I said, there's no possible way that all 13 people were in that little space. It's like a clown car. Like, where are they coming from? Is there a little hatch door in the back?
The
somewhere?
Old circus clown car, yeah.
But no, it is. It's some of the things. This is probably one of the strongest ones. I don't want to say I just seen it, but I just seen it. Now, granted, I'm a little bit of a germ phobe too. So I, you know, I'm still crazy with you know, sanitizer and stuff like that. So I can't take casino bathrooms where people aren't washing their hands.
Oh.
They're touching the machines I touch.
Oh.
Now, I'll take it a step further. How about when you're playing poker? Those guys have to get back to the next hand. They're probably, I'm going to say, if 50% wash their hands in the bathroom at every casino, I'm going to say 25% of poker players do.
Oh.
No, they run out and just got to get to the next hand. Like, see that Bellagio poker room, that little thing next to it there? There's a bathroom right next to it in the sports book. That may be like a 20 percenter.
That's disgusting. Do you really think only 50% generally do that?
No, I'm being a little bit strong there. I'll give it like maybe 58.
But you're right. In a poker room, everybody's handling the same chips.
Oh, God.
So it's like if you could put the infrared or was it the blue light on it or whatever, you could totally see.
And you know, here you have a chance. You know, the big casinos, who knows where they're going to go? In the poker room, they're coming right back to your table.
Yeah.
You know, in the poker game. Just some things that kind of make me...
It's very, very Seinfeldian of you.
Well, I'm just some things. I might not be right about these. I'm just giving my own perception.
No, I think you're dead on about it.
I don't like giving my ID when I walk up the circa.
Oh, you don't like that part either.
I don't like giving your ID. They scan it. They look at you, look at you. I mean, it's nothing. It's actually for our protection, probably, I would think.
But they don't.
Is that what it's for?
They don't recognize you with your Kangol. Like, you're very, very recognizable.
They say hello to me every week, same people, but they still scan my ID. And they put that in the system. Does that go to a central hub that Bill Krakenberger's in the building?
I'm sure it's going somewhere.
No, because then that would, if that was like it was in every casino in town, that would be awful.
Yes.
Because I don't want when I'm in there, you know, walking around, looking at the high limit machine slots or the bonus machine, you know, not being a sour rooter, but, you know, looking at some of the bonus machines that are there. I don't want them to know Bill Krakenberger's in the building, alert security, alert surveillance.
Kelly's telling me because it's a 21 and over casino, so they need to know that. Because people could mistake you for a 19-year-old, Billy, apparently.
But let me ask you, why the rest of the casinos aren't 21 and over to gamble? Or just like you can walk in, you could check in here with kids, right? You can.
I'm not sure.
Oh,
I'm not sure if you can.
Oh, okay. That would be different.
I've never seen kids whirling around here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. I mean, maybe that is the case then. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's not a major thing. I'm just saying. Now that since we're talking about that, what about the music so loud? I can't even play craps.
Oh, the music was really loud.
The music
morning.
Right now.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That hit me coming in.
Yeah.
It's so loud. I could see people going to the crap table and saying, I had 300 6 and 8, not 36 and 8.
It's funny you say that because I actually said something to Kelly. I was like, do they turn the music up even louder this morning? It was ridiculous. We couldn't even talk to each other.
Music was really loud out there.
Rick Ollier. What is the power rating for Kangol hat wearers? Assuming crack is number one, not debatable. Who rounds out the top three? I'm thinking George Wallace, number two, and the America's Got Talent winner guy being number three. What say you?
Oh, yeah, Richard something.
Oh, LL Cool J's got
LL Cool J's number
three.
One.
Yeah.
What about the, there's a great actor, Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Oh, he's got to be number two.
He wears the Kangol.
Oh, yeah.
To the back. He wears it to the back, yeah.
Yes, he wears it to the back.
You ever wear it to your hat to the back?
Sometimes when I'm trying to play blackjack, maybe they won't know who I am if I turn the hat around.
What is it? Are you playing a lot of blackjack these days?
I can't play anywhere.
No.
I mean,
they don't let you.
I would like to. I enjoy playing the double deck blackjack, but you know, they throw anyone out with a pulse. All the casinos, you know, I'm going to win long term if they let me play. If they let me, you know.
Okay.
No, trust me, there's a lot of people much better than me at counting or sequencing or whatever they do, and they get in there and play. You know, I can't really sneak around being me.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. His podcast is called Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando. More unscripted on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
With college football, the NFL playoffs coming soon, now's the time to give yourself a betting edge with a VSiN Pro subscription. Daily best bets with a leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. 19 hours of live programming, power, strength, and better ratings used by pro handicappers. Plus our exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. Start betting smarter today for as little as $9.99. And see everything VSiN has for you to up your betting game. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. David Shalafour. Me to my wife, Jennifer Lawrence, I'm out. Kelly to Gil, match game, and I'm out. Kelly said if he gets a game show hosting job, he's out of here.
Oh, wow.
I agree. He's allowed to go. Chris Hartman. Gil, Super Conference should be 20 schools, 4 divisions of 5. A plays B, C plays D, 9 conference games for all. A, B winner plays C, D winner for title. Rotate who plays who each year. No Plinko of Indiana or SMU not playing top teams in conference play, even if they are 1-2. There you go. Okay. Paul Bovey. Yes, I was bounced. Another Bengal casualty from Survivor, I assume he's saying. Birdie Betts. Gil, I thought we decided your negativity towards the Steelers was going to stop. What did I say about the Steelers?
I did.
Oh, I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I was complimenting Mike Tomlin. For goodness sake. Steelers fans are very sensitive people. Michael Lafon, does crack have any quirks or memorable stories from Binion's? back in the 80s and early 90s. It was such an amazing place.
Yeah. You know, they used to have a, when I first came to town, they had a great steak deal in their restaurant. It was downstairs. If I remember, it was like a down, I don't know why I went to a downstairs.
How but you weren't, possibly you weren't be? Here in the 80s.
No, 90s, early 90s, 90, yeah. 91, 92.
Yeah.
But they had that deal going where they literally had a steak deal for like $5 or something, maybe even cheaper. Might have been $2.99. But it was they would line up, and it was it's a restaurant that was downstairs, I believe.
What was the first day you were in Vegas? What year? You're 91, you said?
I think it was 91.
And what was your what brought you here? And then what was your first reaction to it?
A guy that worked on the railroad, was it Railroad Andy? There was two different railroad guys. I don't know.
Railroad Andy.
Everyone had nicknames. By the way, that's another thing.
Yeah.
There's nobody with nicknames left. There's no cartoon characters
at
left.
What's the spot in New Jersey? The Borgata.
Right.
It's John who was introducing me before. He's like, hey, is this Frankie Pants?
Right.
And I was like, I just started laughing because I'm like, that's such a throwback.
You know, like there's so many Mikes. They're like yeah. Oh, that's Mike the Russian. Like one other guy. Like Mike the Russian was a real guy.
Frankie Pants.
No, there's no characters left. Yeah. Cartoon characters. Kids are raised different today. They're raised in social media. They don't know these knock around kind of things.
Knock around.
Yeah. But however, though, my first time here, I was here with, this is how we were degenerates. He worked in the railroad for years. He got a settlement after 20-some years of $125,000, came to Vegas. He literally took everyone from the pool hall. I hung around pool halls. So he took everyone from the pool hall, like, who wanted to go. Six of us came out here. He treated us all, got us rooms, got us airfare. And literally, I hate to say it, you know, he blew the money. Frank was his name. No, that was Frank. Different guy. Good guy, too. What a shame. Yeah, he blew it $1.25. Not here, one shot, but and he blew $125,000 a year. Because it burns a hole in your pocket when you have a lot of money when you're young and restless and just crazy.
And you never left.
No, I left. Oh, no, I left. I've been here 20-some years this trip.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I left. I was living in Jersey, working many multiple jobs. At the time, wasn't into pro betting yet. I was. I always knew about blackjack. My cousin went to a blackjack county school. Yeah, okay. I played casino games and craps and blackjack and everything else. Didn't really learn a lot of pro gambling angles until I read probably Anthony Curtis's magazine back then. You know, he had the Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah,
and I remember coming here the second trip, dragging my wife, who was then my fiance, girlfriend. I told you, cutting out the aces out of the phone books.
Yeah.
Going to Lady Luck was a casino down here somewhere. Lady Luck. I think it's might be the downtown Grand now. And they had a ace also that was $25 you can bet with it, the first card being an ace. I think Anthony Curtis had all these little gimmicks on his, you know.
Still does great stuff to this day.
Anthony does. Curtis. He does. And you know, we get off the plane. I told you, we go to that little casino by the airport, and I forget the name of it now, but you'd spin the wheel for a chance to get your airfare back. Like little, I always wind up with a six pack of soda. You know, that's what you get, six pack, you know. And that's when I first came to town, it was a different town, it was a better town.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to say that, though, you know, because of the bargain. It was a bargain town. You know, they had the downtown here, someone had like this unbelievable shrimp cocktail down. Oh, it was Derek's Casino. Oh, he didn't have it at the time, of course. But the Golden Gate had a 99-cent shrimp cocktail, the big shrimps.
Man.
They'd line up at the bar for that in this beautiful little cup. And it was just everything was just better. There was a place. Matter of fact, I think we're in the building. I'm trying to think. I think we're in the building or next door. They had like 99-cent fried Oreos and mermaids, I think it was called. Like it was just crazy. There was a strip club downtown here. There was actually a strip club down. Glitter Gulch was a strip club. I think the girl, the neon girl, is here inside the building.
It is right down there. Yeah,
yeah, there was a strip club down here. Crazy. It was such a different town.
From from shrimp cocktails for 99 cents. You said 99 cents. To F1 now makes me pay to go to my roof during an F1 race. That's the difference. Tailgate Sports went to a Caesars property in Indiana last weekend, and they didn't have the NFL package in the sports book, so they only played two local games. Also, you couldn't eat in the sports book, and no drinks were comped. Not a great experience. Wow.
Wow.
Get the license plate of that or sports book if you would. Let's see. C. Spackler. No, he's are you discussing whether people are often blanks in sports in casinos? Let's see. This is from Oh, Craig Parles. Jeff Parles' dad checks in.
Wow.
Hello, Mr. Parles.
Hey, Mr. He's
letting us know that the great Jake Retzlaff has an endorsement, BYU's quarterback, with Manischewitz. Yes. Way to go. Evan Klein, California poker rooms generally have food service. Nothing like a guy eating chicken wings with two live cards in his hand.
Ooh, he is right about
disgusting.
That. There's a great poker room that's one of the biggest ones, too. I just can't think. Boy, I missed it. It's in outside of L.A. Everyone has little carts that you pull right next to your table. And he's right. They're actually eating while they're playing. And that's just a you're touching poker chips.
Chicken wings.
Oh, my God. No, it's commerce. That's the way it used to be anyway. By the way, one of the highest action rooms in the world. But, that's and I'm sure that's the way they still are.
Oh, that's terrible. Mr. Masterline, will you guys teach Bill seesaw and scene? He doesn't like your grammar.
I'm sorry, guy.
Or if you don't conjugation like
the,
of
the language. It's just I'm a knock around guy from back home. I'll use the word again. I'm not that college educated guy. We didn't have the money for college when I was little. So.
Numbers, guys. Kangol hat, as we always know it, Crack LL, and of course from the Yacht Rock Doc, Christopher Cross. Yes, Christopher Cross wears a Kangol.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Wow. He does.
And then someone else said something about the Kangol, Jeffrey DeVore.
Oh, yes.
The late Payne Stewart. I forgot he had, he used to have these khakis that he wore too, like.
No. The knickers.
Knickers. That's the right word.
He would wear, and on Sundays, he would wear an NFL team's.
Oh, wow.
Outfit. Remember, he had this whole thing where he would have the Kangol.
What a shame that he died. The way he died.
In a plane
crash. They lost.
Yeah, the cabin pressure.
Oh,
that's right.
What a shame.
Remember that? And they tracked it across America that day in the middle of the day?
They were tracking it with the Air Force jets.
It fell in Montana or Idaho or something like that. Yeah, it was awful.
And they were making sure it didn't go down in a populated area. Bryson DeChambeau also pays tribute to him.
Yes. D-Gen Southern Gent, respectfully disagree with Zach's take on Carson Beck. He's been stellar last 3 weeks, 315 yards per game, 11 touchdowns, no picks. And during that time, hasn't been seen with that chick once. She's the fly in Georgia's 2024 championship ointment. Let's see. And on and on with this. By the way, Mind the Gap Radio. Jaron Eisenberg, Newark Star Ledger. I'm through former GM and voice of Sportsline, 976-1313. Love the crack. He's the former. This guy is, I don't know. We had a typo here.
He was really the voice of the. Remember
that's
the,
what he says he was. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go. Mind the gap.
Boy, he owed me some money, buddy. How many times I used to call that number and the same recording would come on after you guys promised me that the update will be there in 3 minutes?
They promised it.
Yeah. You call back. It's the same recording. I used to always get so mad at that guy.
We forget how much of our gambling lives, as recently as within the last decade, I'm thinking, right? Even like 2014, 2015, were spent like getting baseball scores updated through a phone.
But before the internet, if you lived back east like where we live, we couldn't get the baseball scores at night.
Right.
If we fell asleep or something, you couldn't get them unless it was
back in the day.
The newspapers the next day wouldn't have them. It would say night game. Like, you know, you wouldn't be able to get the scores. You would have to call those sports phones, and we'd have to get our mothers furious at us when the bill came in.
Oh, I just talking about D.C. If like the Bullets or the Orioles played on the West Coast, there was no chance you were getting.
How did
score.
You get them as an 18-year-old kid? How did you get the scores? Did you have a score phone too?
We had a score phone. I remember as
radio.
A little kid, I would call. I worked up the courage. I remember the first time I did this. I worked up the courage to call the Washington Post sports department ask them the score of the game the previous night.
Did they give it to you?
No, they gave it to me. It was some guy who was like, 7-3, kid.
Right.
No, he's like, they hung up on me.
Wow.
That kind of thing.
Wow.
But it was like, you know how you are when you're like 8 years old. You're like, okay, let me see how this goes.
These kids today have no
idea. These kids are so much savvier. They're so much more worldly than we were. Also,
yes.
Nothing phases them.
Absolutely correct.
You know, it's a different, it's a totally different time. We really grew up in the medieval period of this country.
I wish I did
and
it
the
again.
World. Yes,
I wish
I did it again. It was a quaint time, that's for sure. More with the crack man on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Coming up top of the hour after a numbers game, Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni and Matteo Moreno. Matteo Moreno, otherwise known as Matt Brown. Stormy and Matt coming up noon to 2, followed by John Hansen from 2 to 3 Eastern, prop points, That's Prop Points from 2 to 3. Make It Rain with Adam Schein from 3 to 4. Coming up at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Which brings us to our G-Bank Best Bets of the Day. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And we have a bevy. Am I allowed to say the word bevy? Bevy of sports bets, courtesy of G-Bank today. Beginning with my own, quite frankly. There you go. There's G-Bank. I've got Alabama to win the college football championship. Once again, got that before the brackets were announced yesterday by ESPN and the penultimate announcing. The one before the one that counts. Alabama 18-1 to win the championship because, yes, I think Alabama's getting in no matter what. Lamar Jackson, we talked about earlier today, 12-1 to win MVP in the National Football League. I'm also on the Cardinals on Sunday, laying the 2.5 against the Seahawks. And the Rams catching the points and a little sprinkle on the money line at plus 185 versus the Buffalo Billiards. I like how the Rams' running game matches up with the Bills' defense. Calais Bidelon, who's that? He was on the show earlier. Kelly Bidlin, Lamar Jackson. He jumped on the Lamar Jackson train at 11-1 to win MVP. He is on the Lions tonight. We're going to get Crack's thoughts on the game tonight here momentarily. Kelly's on the Lions. He laid the 3 early in the week. Clever Kelly before it went to 3.5. He got the 3 minus 120. Then he has the Dolphins, laying the 6.5 with the Dolphins against their division rival, Jets. Zach Cohen, betting on X on Twitter. He's got the Raptors tonight, plus the points in the NBA, and the Grizzlies. He is laying 2.5 with the Grizzlies, the Memphis Grizzlies tonight in the NBA. Also got 3 championship game picks in college football this weekend. He's got the Clemson SMU under 56 in the ACC championship. He's got Texas on the money line against Georgia in the SEC championship. And he's got Arizona State on the money line against Iowa State in the Big 12 championship. And then the crack man, look at you. That's on the me. G-Bank best bets. He's got the Packers plus the 3.5 tonight. We will get the whole explanation from Crack momentarily. Best bets brought to you by G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. The G-Bank Visa Signature Card is your best bet, delivering 1% cashback rewards on eligible gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible transactions. For more information, head to VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSIN.com/G-Bank. Subject credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Let me get your thoughts real quick before we get to some of these tweets. You do have the Packers tonight. You're taking the points. What's the story?
Yes, plus 3.5 still available right here in town at South Point, plus 3.5 minus 110. Having the advantages of living in this town. Westgate is the other side that Kelly's bet. Detroit minus 3 minus 20 right now. DraftKings minus 3 minus 18. So I just think that after what I seen Detroit's defense last week too, they get a couple guys back, but their defensive line is still really banged up. This is an old-fashioned division game, rival game here. I like Green Bay, and I've actually done pretty well in this space the last few weeks. I haven't really given out picks except for the last 3 weeks.
This space meaning?
This space right here.
Oh, me and this you, is our space. Our show. Our space.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, listen, it's the NFL. I mean, it's not a giant bet, but I know one thing. I keep on betting South Point max bets, and they're not moving the line. So, but they, you know, they don't move off the 3.5 to juice. Right. They'll go to 3,
that's right,
which I expected them to do recently today, and they didn't. But that's fine.
Are you offended by they're not moving it?
No.
Okay, I was going to say the way you were saying it sounded
No. You know, I don't like betting into certain markets. That not being one of them, but like if I make a good size bet at Circa and they don't move, that concerns me.
That concerns you.
Yes.
In a pinnacle lean kind of way.
In a pinnacle lean kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means that there's a sharp person on the other side of that bet. And that's usually why it moved anyway, unless something moved in bulk, which doesn't really happen at a sports book like here. But it's great. Let me tell you, I always say it. If you're a serious bettor at all, if you're betting more than $50 a game and you come to town for more than like a day or two, you'd be stupid not to have many of the apps funded, like Stations, Wynn, South Point, maybe even Westgate now with their reduced juice on sides. And you really, if you're serious, you want to have all these places funded. And I know that a lot of people don't like that, though. They don't want to have money in apps. They want to touch the ticket after the game.
Yep.
How many people go to the counter? Look when a game's over. Look at the line at the counter, and the same people come back 10 minutes later to bet the next game to give that cash back. I don't know if they don't even realize you can just bet off your ticket. You know what I mean? Like, they have to touch that money when the game's over. And I get it to a certain point.
If you know, Circa's app works fine, but there's a bunch of these in town. Part of the frustration is the apps are just not seamless. They just don't work seamlessly in
Vegas. Right about that.
That's the biggest frustration that people from out of town have. Where they're like, how bad is this app? And it's like,
some of them aren't seamless, but I always get to them all. But, I want to thank, Todd Bubba Horowitz gave us a text here. He's right. And Kelly confirmed it. So no one under 21 is allowed in Circa. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I'll happily give my ID for that. Yeah. I don't want kids pissing at the pool.
That's the difference, right? Yeah. You can have, you brought up the South Point. You can have someone under 21 there, but you just can't go to certain areas.
Yeah.
Right. But here, right. No one under 21
There's a price you're paying that. I don't mind giving my ID now. That's different. And also, to give a good thing about Circa, definitely, if there's an award, the Las Vegas Review Journal should do it. They have all their best of. One should be the cleanest bathroom. Circa would easily win.
I was going to say.
Their guys are always in here cleaning. And they're not wanting, you go to some of these bathrooms that are dirty and the attendant's sitting in there looking at the phone and looking for a tip. Yeah. I don't mind tipping the bathroom attendant, but, do your job. Have the place clean. So this place, though, every time I go in, the guys, they're cleaning the bathrooms here. At every bathroom you go in, this is definitely the cleanest bathrooms in the city.
We get tweets. Vegas regular. I used to call the El Paso Times sports desk at midnight for scores. An Angels fan. They were always so nice to me as a youngster. I'm glad you had that experience. But we share that in common. We used to call the local newspaper. My guys weren't quite as nice. Good friend, Chillionaire. We're Jersey guys. We don't got to apologize for nothing. Thanks, guys, and have a great day.
Oh, good. I love that guy.
Todd Bubba Horowitz, by the way. I can remember when I was about 20, we had a family get together at a resort. My sports phone bill was more than the hotel bill.
Oh, my
God. Good old days.
Oh, my God.
Richard Palma, Vacation.
That's him.
Vacation
That's
Village.
I mean, thank you, Richard.
Vacation Village.
That's exactly it. How does he know that?
Extinct hotel brand that had a bonus wheel that included airfare as a prize here in Vegas. Eric Cheshier. There were some free score lines back in the day, but you'd have to endure several minutes of touts trying to sell their picks first. They were generally obnoxious ads. No, you don't. Tout ads obnoxious? No. The James Lloyd. While in the Navy, I had to listen to Super Bowl in 1996 over Armed Forces Network in my headset while watching a radar screen. Let's see. And Mark Goldberg, who was one of the four guys that got to the end of Survivor last year. He did the four-way chop. And Lord forbid we call up and get the same recording again and again, waiting for an update, and they never get to your game on a college basketball Saturday. 976-1313 lives forever, he says. That was the thing, man. You would endure the same loop of scores.
You would.
15 times before you just to find out
and
what yours was.
Sorry, Bill Crackman. Mind the gap radio. Sorry, Bill Crackman, about the late updates in the 80s and 90s. Yes. I'm the GM of the New Jersey Sports Line.
That's right.
Love your spot weekly with Gil. Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Raymond Scott at Raymond Scott Media says, Sports Pager was a handy device for many hardcore bettors and bookmakers for at least a good 10 to 15 years between and around 1985 to 2000. And he's showing us a picture of the old Motorola one. Maybe the best device of the past 50 years, Donnie Rightside Seymour says. I think we call it.
Did you have a
Donnie
pager, a sports pager?
We had, yes. I still have it.
The sports book used to give it to you free or something. I got a free one.
I have a little baseball one. It's this little white thing with a diamond on it. Why did I need that?
Yeah,
like,
why
just
did we
I
need that?
Yeah, I was like, no, I used it for a good season.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what? I want to get into one thing before this next 2 minutes here we go off.
Please.
Air. Again, this is a subject I'm talking about again. How come I can't put my wife's name? If you trust your wife enough to put her name on one of your accounts in case something happens to you at one of these sports books. I looked into this recently, getting a trust. So I looked into this recently, and it's amazing. The casinos, you have to like show a death certificate and have to go through a lot of different ropes. Something happens to you. If you have money in your sports betting accounts, I can't believe you can't add something or they have something on there where if something happens to you, this money goes to this person.
The sports books act like they're banks.
Yeah, but I mean, do you know how many people that probably, die and probably no one even knows the money's there? Who gets it? I guess the casino. I guess the sports books.
But you're right, though. The casino could just put in something that could make that process
easier.
It's
every casino.
Easier.
I'm not picking on anyone. Yeah. It's everyone.
Yeah.
The South Point's the only casino I know that.
But instead, they make you jump through all the hoops that you would in a normal financial situation.
Yes. I just went through this in the past week. I can't find one except for the South Point.
That's interesting, though.
They have paperwork. Vinny gave me paperwork that has, on file. If something happens to you, the money goes to, you know, X.
Interesting that you're thinking about this, though, already.
Yeah, no, it's just something that I just told you. So I went and had a trust made. So in the trust, they ask them questions, and they're agreeing to this. And they say, what do you mean? You just go in there, and no, that's not the way it is.
Yeah.
So
we talked about this with Vinny back in the day. I remember the South Boy. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, kind of interesting. Yep. Another hour has flown by.
I appreciate it as always.
Appreciate
Bill Krakenberger. At Bill Krakman with a K. Wisecracks, the name of his podcast. We've done all we can do. Stormy and Matt Brown next. Money Moves right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.